This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second Amendment and the right of free speech, not just the right of children to not be butchered in their mother's wombs, and the pushback of the left with one of the top experts, the founder and head of LifeSite News, to be joining us. But I wanted to go to another one of these compilations we've done. We've got probably 20 of them. We just played one from about 4 years ago. Here's one from about a year ago or less that Rob Dew put together. And then we've got a new compilation, bottom of the hour, of the stuff happening at the pedophile parades. That's what they are. They're not gay parades. They're pedophile parades. And so we're going to show that. These are celebrations of their war against innocent and this cult saying they're taking over our children and our lives. So that compilation is being put together from what happened over the weekend. It's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But first, here's this report.
We're going to have a great night tonight, and for you people in Florida, we're going to have a gay night.
Hi there, Governor Kate Brown here. In Oregon, we say gay. Oregonians are welcoming of our LGBTQIA community members. We want to make sure that Oregon is a safe, inclusive, and welcoming place for all.
Cringe thing I've ever seen. All these psycho boomers. Literally obsessed with sex. That's what a pervert does. I mean, these people are just crazy. And they want access to your children. They got access to them.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect.
We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming.
We are dreaming.
You heard not a bunch of these people were convicted child rapists, of course. In the San Francisco gay choir. Not a gay choir, it's a child rape organization, in my view. Child rape of their minds and their innocence. That's Austin right there. Men naked posing with children.
Your children will work to convert all their sisters and brothers.
And at the degeneration rate of this, they'll be raping children in the town square within 1 year.
Happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
I start them young, right?
Drake should be an all-ages thing, and some people consider it provocative.
Zombies now that only feel like they're alive when they're destroying innocence. We should be very sad we lost these people, and we should not make fun of them. We should stand against them and protect our children from them.
Because I'm pushing an overly sexualized agenda.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair? No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
Yep, they go to city councils and they say, we're grooming your children. They're ours. We're going to convince them to have their genitals cut off. We can't abort them. We'll cut their genitals off later.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this live Monday, June 27th broadcast. We have a true warrior and a champion of the fight for the unborn and now the born. They're wanting to kill babies after they're born. A champion for life against euthanasia, against all of it, is John Henry Weston. And he, of course, heads up the great organization, LifeSite News. He's been on with us many times, and I've been reading his website for more than a decade and covering the incredible information that they lay out at LifeSiteNews.com. And we couldn't get a better person on today to talk about this historic ruling last week and the responses to it. And what the next phase of the battle is going to be, both by those drunk on the blood of the innocents and those of us whose hearts are convicted trying to stop it. The Democrats are now threatening civil war. They're now saying they're going to hand out morning after pills everywhere out of vending machines. That's going to be the new fight. Very toxic, very dangerous pills that they can kill women. We've got all of this and more to discuss with him. And then it's all interconnected, the pedophile parades nationwide, parading children through the streets with naked men, eating feces, urinating on each other. Folks, we can't show you this on TV. We're on a lot of TV stations and cable stations. We can't show you this, but children are being subjected to it. So the stuff we showed you, if you think it was bad earlier in the last hour, is nothing. I literally have had nightmares in the last 3 days over having to review this stuff because it's one thing to see these sick pedophile, pervert freaks dancing around, but little kids looking very upset, very threatened, with their parents shoving them into the arms of Moloch to have their innocence destroyed. It's just unbelievable. This is true mass demonic possession, in my view. But I'm ranting. I appreciate John Henry Weston, the head of LifeSite News, LifeSiteNews.com, joining us, a real-world expert on this. It's got to be satisfying after your decades and decades of this long fight beating one of the leading, if not the leading, pro-life site in the world to see so much success happening. And so thank you for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Alex. Good to be with you.
Where do you want to start?
Well, first of all, praise God. What an incredible thing. And who would have thought? I think realists like you are would have said, I don't know, even though, yes, we made some good appointments, but then there have been betrayals among the Supreme Court justices. But Trump gave us what we needed to get over the hump in terms of Supreme Court. But it was still incredible. When the leak came in May and the left went insane, there was a lot still on the table. We knew that should one of the justices be killed, which was a very real possibility, that the leaked ruling or the draft ruling wouldn't stand. And that's why we had an attempt on the life of Justice Kavanaugh. And it's incredible because truly what I think happened was the prayer that went into defending the lives of the justices and the prayer that has gone into ending Roe v. Wade for 50 years has come true, so that our Lord is able to now, you're going to see a very divided United States. You're going to have some states where the blood will continue to be shed, where the blood of the innocent, which cries to heaven for vengeance, as the scriptures say, will continue to flow. But in certain states, 10 right off the bat, but another 10 that are going to come online very soon, the protection of life of the innocent in their mother's womb is now protected by law the way it should be. All of a sudden, at least this basic element of civilization has been restored to a good part of the United States of America, so that God's blessing can once again flow. But it's a divided America. You have all these other states which want to call themselves a sanctuary for abortion, where they're saying, please come, let us kill your children. They put it, of course, in their own terminology, but that's exactly what it is. So it's a divided America. And what the ruling does is it brings the battle to the states. No longer can the federal government force abortion on unwilling states, so that in Alabama and other places where they want the legislature was voted in to protect life, no longer can the federals just say, hey, you got to do it anyway. Most of your people, the vast majority of your people, want to protect life. Tough luck. We're going to kill your babies anyhow. We're going to legalize it. No, no more. Now the states get to decide for themselves. So the battle is there. Now, at the state level, there's a lot of work to be done. And the work to be done is not only at the legislative level, but it's also obviously working to change minds and hearts, to support women who find themselves in troubled pregnancies, in unexpected pregnancies, to educate people on abstinence and on the reality of marriage and everything else that leads to life and this great gift of sexuality, which is meant for procreation, and to bring it all back to normalcy. So we need to get there. There's a lot of work to be done, but an amazing first step, because while some people say, oh, it does nothing. Actually, it does something, because the law, in addition to what it is on its face in terms of protection and police powers, is also a teacher. So the very fact that laws are now on the books in many states that protect life from conception will teach people that, once again, the value of life is real and it should be protected in law.
I'm not a theologian like you and many of your crew are. I know you're just immersed in it, but I remember Sunday school and reading the Bible, and it just seems like common sense to me that God wanted governments to have righteous rules, and God would hold it against the population, even if a lot of the population was good, if the government was carrying out evil. And then if the people didn't oppose it, they would then basically not receive the blessings of God anymore. And that's how I see this. It divides the wheat from the chaff, the goats from the sheep. It'll bring the evil of these people out in the open, and how horrible they act, and the simulation of killing children, and them admitting it's about killing babies, and really the operating system of the Democrats is now overtly Satanistic and getting more intense. And so that bringing out this evil will then further convict other people's hearts to really wake up and understand this is a battle between good and evil. And so I do see this as a gigantic victory, as you were saying, moving us really fast in the right direction. And Trump was far from perfect, but his grand, amazing victory, his supreme legacy, regardless of what happens to Trump in the future, is that he said he would do this in that debate 6 years ago with Hillary, and he delivered on it, and it happened. And that makes Trump amazing and a blessing and an incredible man. You judge a tree by its fruits. No way Trump's bad doing something like that.
Well, absolutely. So what an incredible gift. If he did absolutely nothing else, that would have been worth it in spades, because the number of American children's lives he saved by those appointments will only be seen in the future, and it will redound to his own blessing. You know, there's a lot that Trump has to answer for, but you know what? This is going to work in his favor when he has to meet his maker. In terms of what you were talking about, it's very interesting. Yes, the bombing and firebombing of churches and vandalism and threats and all of the hell that we're seeing break out because the demon has had a defeat and now he's flailing. And as you put it in his minions, these aren't so much, these are people who are lost that are given to Satan, the anger, the violence that is coming out of them right now. Hopefully it will, they'll look in the mirror and be able to see it for what it is and turn around. But the one effect that you mentioned that is so powerful is that others will get to see. Eyes will be opened. In a way, I think that right now it's not. People can see in the destruction of churches, in the vandalism, the firebombing, the threats to people's lives, the willingness to even commit murder. People will say, wait a minute, I thought this was a movement about choice and honoring women and these fetuses weren't children really. But all of a sudden, it's becoming clear Satan is letting his guard down in order to whip up a frenzy.
That's right. Stay right there, John Henry. You got to come right back. This is incredibly important.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Right here in Austin this weekend, saying, I love Satan, I want to kill children. And you think, okay, they're just trying to freak you out. But we've infiltrated their meetings. We played the undercover videos. Project Veritas has as well. They have really adopted Satanism. And a few years ago, Satanic Temple put out that movie. It's called Hail Satan. I went and saw it with my wife. And the audience at Alamo Drafthouse was full of people laughing at the Christians, cheering the Satanists and saying, Hail Satan, like they think it's cute and funny, but it's not a joke. They're actually taking it up. It's like a child pretending to be a police officer or a fireman, then they become one later. Okay, I mean, it's all ha, 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 and there's national articles about the fastest growing religion among Democrats and leftists is Satanism. Look it up. So, and these satanic churches admit it's a sacrament of sacrifice. We always told you that. This is deadly serious, and it's backed by the big corporations and by Disney and others. And this whole agenda of dehumanizing is run by the God of this world, the fallen. We're going to talk to one of the leading figures battling this evil, how historic this is in a moment. But here's just two clips, one from Saturday with our reporter Savannah Hernandez, Drew Hernandez, out front of the Supreme Court. Just one clip of hundreds we got. This was par for the course. And then a clip from a few years ago of an abortion doctor sounding exactly the same with the, I hate the children, I want to kill the children. Here it is.
Have a conversation. Calm down.
Let's incite. No, let's okay. Not have a conversation.
Calm down.
Worthless little son of shit.
I guess the pandemic's over.
What's wrong, sir? You like killing babies? You love killing babies?
Yeah, I love killing babies.
You love killing babies, huh? You love that, don't you? You love that.
Free. Sir, you gotta repent, sir. You gotta repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
It's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you.
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart. Yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do very, very much.
And
so.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes,
day.
I will. Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes, I will. Every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies.
Yeah,
apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart.
Yes,
sir. The babies, their blood streams from the ground. Their blood springs
from the crown. You are a murderer,
sir. You
are
a murderer, sir.
For radio listeners that don't know, he's in his face, hissing like a demon with a pair of scissors in his hand. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me, I'm begging you, go to a pro-death rally. And these people are the majority, not the minority now. Women, men, old people, young people, black people, brown people, but majority white people, literally hissing and acting like demons. You can't make this up. And we can't show you the footage of these pedophile pride parades. You got to go to one for yourself. You got to see it for yourself. It's so unbelievable. They're eating feces off the ground. I can't even say it on air. And I even feel evil repeating this stuff, folks. But you got to know. So the poison's coming out. The world's seeing it. Very eloquent words by John Henry Weston. Everybody should visit LifeSiteNews.com. Next segment, we'll have the floor. But I wanted to spend some time there. But in the 5 minutes we have left in the shorter segment, what do you make of what we just saw? Doesn't that illustrate what you're saying about the mask is coming off the demons? We see that in the Bible historically, that when the devil starts losing, he drops the mask.
It does indeed. It's an incredible thing. It's happening everywhere. I second you in encouraging people to go to pro-abortion demonstrations. In fact, just go to the March for Life. You'll find the protesters at the March for Life. In fact, when we were at the March for Life just recently in Canada, there was a guy at the back with a satanic flag. He was screaming, "Hail Satan." We asked him, "Why are you here?" Because I'm a Satanist. So you're at the pro-abortion march because you're a Satanist? Yes. We also talked to one of these handmaids women. It was 32, 33 degrees Celsius. So in Fahrenheit, it's over 90. And we asked her, "What are you doing here? What, you know, why are you doing this when it's so hot and yet you're doing this?" She said, "It's spiritual." So it's very real. It's very out there. This is a satanic movement. The mask is coming down and you're able to see it for yourself. And hopefully a lot of that middle America that isn't really on either side, but they're generally what they call pro-choice, we want women to do what they do, finally can see, wait a minute, gee whiz, this is really the side of evil. And it's time to wake up. It's time to turn around. And really, on the part of those who value life, those who value God, we have to understand this is on us. Remember what the scriptures say? If my people will turn from their wicked ways, if they will turn to me and heed my voice, I will bless their land. The whole land, the whole of the United States of America, the whole of the West will be blessed if Christians turn to Christ, if Christians get on their knees. The only way we got to the overturning of Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs decision just now was because of prayer. Get your prayer pants on. Wear out those praying knees, as the song says. This is what we need in America. This is what we need in the whole of the world. And this is the path to victory. And Christ has already won that victory. It's just ours now to join him in our own little sacrifices with his on the cross. And for that, we will be blessed in amazing ways.
What do you expect him to do next? They're threatening violence. They're carrying out violence. They are just beside themselves. They're talking about packing the court. They're talking about impeaching the court. I mean, they are in a red rage. How do you see this affecting the election? I think it backfires. I think it energizes Christians and conservatives. And as you said, short story, not name dropping, it's where I was. I was at my, you know, he's a big Christian now, been a Christian a long time, but Jesse James, famous outlaw guy, and his wife, he's marrying a really nice lady, but with her own storied past. And a bunch of these friends were there, some of which I've known for years, because I've known Jesse for a long time. And they're all right-wing conservatives now. He's been a right-winger forever, but they're all right-wing conservatives now. They used to be super liberal women, and we're sitting around the table. They're like, "I used to be pro-abortion, like it was just a choice, and, you know, it doesn't feel anything." They go, "Now I know it's about power and control, and it's a ritual, and it's evil." And all these liberal women who'd been liberal are now super right-wing Christians without even having to go to church. Now, of course, I went to church with Jesse as well and his wife yesterday, but the point is that they're being converted by seeing the evil of these minions. That's that. They're like, "I don't want to be like that person," because they see how soulless and ugly and horrible they are, and it makes them scared. Gosh, I don't want to be one of those.
You know what's truly amazing, Alex? Norma McCorvey, the Roe of Roe v. Wade, was herself taken in by abortion supporters who basically sort of cajoled her into doing what she did. And she saw the light after. She had a conversion. She became a Christian. She fought for life for the rest of her life. And she was, of course, scarred by what happened to her. But she worked with an organization called Silent No More, which is connected to Priests for Life, the great Father Frank Pavone, and his great friend and co-worker, Janet Morena. And they were with Norma as Norma was dying. And she begged them to continue the fight until Roe v. Wade was overturned. And I texted them on Friday, the both of them, Father Pavone and Janet Morena, and I said to them, "You can tell Norma now, promise fulfilled."
Beautiful. Stay there. We'll be right back.
They promised that they would work.
So, let's repeat.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today. today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As you can see and hear, he's a very eloquent, smart individual, and we can try to get him on more often. He's a busy guy, hard to get on. Don Henry Weston, LifeSiteNews.com. I want to just say this. He got cut off by the break. I want to just tell that story over again because it was bringing tears to my eyes and his as well, and I think it leads into my next question. I don't want to really try to not be so excited and give him the floor to cover other key aspects. He's one of the leading experts in the world on the pro-life movement, how it ties into everything, and this battle between good versus evil. But I think you were expanding into the fact that people have invested time, energy, their will. People have been sent to prison for peacefully protesting. This is a big win, but the real battle to win the war is now just starting. And if we just hold the line against all their venom and hate and violence, we're going to see a huge revival coming out of this. And you can already see it. So we've just got to hold the line. But please finish your story, elaborate on that, and then other facets you'd like to get into.
So the story really is of Norma McCorvey, the Roe of Roe v. Wade, who after she was used by abortion supporters to
do this loan in 1973 and just the horror of it. That affected her for the rest of her life, and she eventually was converted to be pro-life, then to be a Christian, and finally she worked as a Catholic with Priests for Life and also Silent No More. Silent No More, an organization of women who had themselves had abortions and speak out now for life, trying to get other women to avoid the damage that was caused them by abortion. And so Norma, as she was dying, she held the hand of Janet Miranda, now the head of Silent No More, and she basically begged Father Frank Pavone and Janet Miranda to see to it that the end of Roe v. Wade would happen. And I texted them on Friday to tell them that indeed, promise fulfilled is what you can tell Norma now as she's in the afterlife.
That is powerful. Again, I've got a lot of questions here, John Henry, but what other areas should we be aware of? What should we be looking for? What's the next leg of the battle? Looks to me like they're going to push morning after pills and vending machines. I mean, they're saying that's their plan. Is that something big to be watching?
Well, it is indeed. The fact of abortion being killing and child sacrifice is very real, so that when they do it, no matter how small the children are, it's still abortion. It's still killing babies. And the effect on the people's souls is also still there. So whether they're doing it via morning after pill or the abortion pill, the early abortion pill, whatever they're using, they're damaging. Now, in addition to the spiritual harm that it causes, the fact that you are engaging in murder and associating yourself with murder, there is also the physical health consequences to the mother. They take these drugs, which are deadly, and then they don't get the proper medical care afterward, because very often abortionists are concerned basically about getting the job done in terms of killing the baby. And as we've seen so many countless times, they don't really give a care about the woman after the fact. If she bleeds to death, oh, well, that's on her. It's unbelievable. And who's there to pick up the pieces on the other side of abortion? The pro-life movement as well. So that's an incredible thing you can look at. But what is coming up is, yes, that pushing, but there's also the want to do it anyway. I believe it was Senator Warren is talking about getting Biden to make for some kind of area inside the states where abortion is now illegal to do it anyway. They're going to try anything by hook or by crook because, again, for them, this is like a sacrament, as you said. And they might be deluded with this is a women's right and so on. But what's coming out now with all of the violence and the extremity is many people will see it for what it really is. And God willing, we'll have more pushback. So we'll see this war fight out, and it will be a war. They've already shown that they will commit violence. Not only violence against the children in the womb, they're firebombing churches and pregnancy centers. Jane's Revenge, that organization that's somehow publicly threatening people, talked about even how the next actions they take won't be as simple as cleaning up from a fire or some vandalism. So they're talking about real, actual, harmful violence that might kill people. Who knows what they're talking about? But this is very real. And so we have to be ready for that. On Faith and Reason, which was one of the shows that LifeSite puts out, we spoke of how churches and pregnancy centers need to protect themselves. Churches, for instance, need to develop security teams. We talked about how outside your church you might park a van, a security van outside. A lot of churches are already doing this. They're shutting down most entrances, having people only enter through the one entrance so that ushers and your security team can be there. And you know, it's really neat. You can involve all those young men between the ages of 19 and 25 who you very rarely see at church. You know what? They've got a job now. They can put all of those muscles and their bigness to the test by the church needs protection. Your parents, your grandparents need protection. Your little brothers and sisters or your nephews and nieces need protection. Come and stand there and protect the house of God. At the same time, they can hear the message of the Lord and they can come on side with the faith in Jesus Christ, which will lead them to embrace life. there's opportunity in all of this for us. So even though, yes, there's hard times coming, we need to pull up our bootstraps. We need to work really hard. We have an opportunity now to save lives and to work now in the state legislatures to get to the point where we can elect pro-life representatives. And that's why, as you keep saying, to make sure elections are fair and properly run is so key to what we're going to see in November.
Expanding on that, I mean, you track all this at LifeSite News, but it doesn't make national news. But every day, Antifa is attacking a pregnancy center. Every day, they're attacking another church. And I see countless videos, even in D.C., of the left just randomly go pick a Catholic church and go inside, start breaking stuff or screaming at people and just doing all this psychotic stuff. I mean, they literally hate God. They hate churches. They see it as the enemy. And even in jurisdictions where abortion's still legal, they go attack the police. I mean, they're just frothing with hatred. And the things they say, the things they do, we can't even put on air. I mean, just it's unspeakable that they think this is going to sell everyone on the practice of killing children when they are our best advertising against them. I know I keep going back to that, but that's what you predicted would happen. That's what the Bible tells us would happen. That's why we know as these end times come, we'll see the biggest revival ever on earth. So, yeah, the Antichrist wins for a season, but then that's actually the war that the devil loses.
It's an amazing thing, you know. How is it that even when so many church leaders have really lost their way, they've basically gone into the Democratic camp, they hardly ever talk about abortion at all. They're, you know, they're trying to be on the uppity up with everything, not condemning LGBT anything, sometimes even participating in Pride Parades. Total insanity. And yet, the devil still sees the church as the enemy and therefore gets the people whom he has in his clutches to go and protest in. Why are they protesting in Catholic churches? Why are women basically going nudes with slogans of the need for abortion in Catholic churches? What are they doing? It's disturbing as heck, for sure. But it's also demonstrating a couple of things. One, for all the mushy middle, this is what we're fighting for. This is the right to, you know, women's choice. This is really evil. And then also it convinces the people that, wait a minute, this is satanic and we need to wake up. And I think that's part of the effort here. The need to wake up the whole middle ground so they can see this for what it is. And that's happening now. And the media, of course, is playing its game. It's unwilling to cover. As of already last week, we had over 23 crisis pregnancy centers firebombed and vandalized and destroyed. And there's more of that happening every single day. Check out LifeSiteNews.com. You'll see it report by report by report. You're seeing the same thing at Catholic churches, at Christian churches, everywhere.
It's accelerating. Do one more segment with us. Do about 5 more minutes in the next segment because I want to ask you big picture how this ties in with our other agendas and how we fight back against it. LifeSiteNews.com and Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Because it's really a redemption story. I was brought up a Christian, and I had a relationship with God, but I was promiscuous as a teenager, and it felt very empty, and I was depressed over it, but I was still doing it. And my dad confronted me, and he said, I know you're out there getting girls pregnant and paying for abortions, because I got one of the girls over the house, and you know, he talked to her, my mom did, and she was like 17 or 18 like I was. And my dad said, quit killing my grandkids. And he said, you're going to wreck your life and wreck, you know, all these futures. Stop it. And I remember over the next year being convicted by that and then praying to God to forgive me. And it was like it was lifted off of me, not even some subconscious guilt that I wasn't a happy person because of what I was involved in. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect today. The point is, I'm sure as hell not going out having abortions. And but people, once they've had abortions, they harden their heart and they get more and more evil till they turn into these devils. And if I'd have told my dad, no, I'm not going to listen to you, and kept doing that, I'd probably be a devil worshiper today. I mean, that's the path you're on. You've got to be on a path. And I'm telling people, you can break away from that path and you'll be so fulfilled and so empowered when you get on your knees and say, I repent, God, come into me, help me be good, put me on the right path. And it's a process. And then life is so much more fulfilling, so much more powerful. And these people are looking for power from Satan, getting on your knees to Christ. That's where the real power is. And I wanted to get your view on that.
No. Well, there's absolutely nothing truer than that.
I too come from a very sinful past involved in all sorts of very similar things. And what led me to this was, first of all, the recognition that this stuff is real, that the faith is real. In fact, it came out of the example of my dad, a daily mass, daily rosary Catholic. But it wasn't just his example of doing that, of spending all his life praying. And gosh, I would come home from going to dance clubs at 2 a.m, still be there praying at his bedside, sometimes falling asleep and kneeling, but sleeping on the bed. Really, what affected me even more than that was the persecution he received for being that way. His family members, myself and my siblings included, his own spouse, his family, his mom and his siblings, his colleagues at work, all calling him extreme or a freak or whatever for being so religious. And you know what? He did it anyway because he loved Christ. It was all about love. And you know, that persecution he received for being faithful, that persecution he received for loving Christ above all else, was what told me it was real more than any words he could have said. And so I was able to embrace Christ myself thanks to his example. And it gives you the greatest joy. It's an incredible thing. And it leads us to also recognize where the world is at and work for the world's redemption. Because all of these people, even those on the other side, even the ones performing the abortions, are still children of God, and there's still a chance, till they die, to reach them. Perhaps we can't, but it doesn't stop us from trying. And so we don't hate the people who are on the other side. We actually love them. That's right. We try and reach out to them. And that's why such a big movement is in the pro-life movement, to reach out to those on the other side, those committing the abortions, assisting it. Who is Abby Johnson, one of the greatest pro-life leaders that exists in the world today? Who was she? She headed up Planned Parenthood clinics, and she knows the inside story. And now she runs an organization which seeks to convert and has converted many, many abortion workers. And it's so beautiful.
Speaking to that, this Supreme Court is doing so many other great things, but the reason they're accelerating the censorship, it's come out from some of the big tech leaks, as you know, is the gathering steam of the pro-life movement through free speech. And so, sure, they wanted to target Alex Jones and Donald Trump, but they're really going after the movement that is showing people, hey, these are really babies. This is really a satanic movement. And that's why this newest Supreme Court ruling is really good. A bunch more, they say, are going to come out in the next few days. Supreme Court says high school football coach can pray at the 50-yard line. Yes, we don't have a state-run religion. We have religious freedom in America. But I can hand out Christmas cards, or I can pray with people if they want to. Or I, as a valedictorian, I wasn't a valedictorian, but I could say a prayer. But even when I was a senior in high school 30-something years ago, they told us, don't say any prayers. If you say anything at your graduation and, you know, the football team, you can't pray in public. The coach can't pray at the huddle. That is tyranny. We individually can do whatever we want. That's the First Amendment. The First Amendment defends that. And finally, the Supreme Court said, stop it. That's another big victory.
It is, absolutely. Because this is the thing. If we remove Christ from the public square, obviously, people who should be able to see the good example Christians are giving, that's withdrawn from them. That's crazy. We see all of the Mother Teresa's of this world. If she's never allowed to express her faith, people just think, oh, what a great, wonderful woman. That's not what she wanted. She didn't want to be known as a great, wonderful woman. She wanted to be known as the hands and feet of Jesus, who are here to serve you and to love you and to reach out to you and invite you into an eternal relationship with Jesus. That's what it's all about. And if we're forbidden from doing that, it so deprives the world. So this is an amazing Supreme Court victory. And all of this is coming to a head because the whole battle in life is all about this. It's actually all about eternal life. You know, we're here for, even if we're here for 100 years, that is a blip on the screen compared to eternity. But in that blip, you're going to decide where you spend all of eternity. For millions and billions of years, in this shortest period of time, you've got to make that decision. And that's why the elites are all gathering to fight all the same agendas you mentioned before the break. How does all this work together? It does. Look, the same temptation that Satan always had, that he gave to Adam and Eve, to pride, to take power, to take the place of God, to be gods yourself, is given especially to the elites of this world. Take the power and lord it over everyone. And what do they do? Well, they say, as you know, and you've said for over 20 years, the elites want to control the population of the world. They want to bring it down to, what, 500,000 or so? 500 million or so. Why? Why 500 million? Because it's controllable. And how do they get there? Well, population control. Well, how do we do population control? Well, contraception. And the first thing that did was it decoupled the link between sexuality and procreation, which is absolutely essential. Why sexuality was created? For procreation. Then what did they do? They destabilized marriage because they know that's the building block of society. And that is what keeps families grounded. And they don't want children grounded. They want them subsidiaries of the state, not of parents. So they attack marriage. And then they attack life itself, both in early term and late term abortion. And so all of this works together. And of course, homosexuality is sexuality apart from procreation as well. And so,
and now they got the transgenderism to sterilize together. The children. It's all about decoupling us from God's order, making us basically domesticated corporate commodities. I mean, you can see the cold-bloodedness of this.
Absolutely. And with COVID came a forwarding of this agenda like was very hard to see in the past. How could we fast forward this so fast to get us to a point where we'll all be subjected to a tyranny almost immediately? And it worked. They shut down churches. They made you stay in your home. They forced you to get an abortion-tainted jab under pain of losing your job, your livelihood, or being unable to see your parents dying in the hospital and being unable to get treatment in a hospital for whatever disorder you may have, life-threatening, doesn't matter. You need to get this abortion-tainted jab, otherwise we're not going to treat you. And it was done. It all happened.
That's right. We're out of time. I want to close this, John Henry Weston, LifeSiteNews.com, with this. Even the Daily Mail, even the London Telegraph, even the Associated Press run this video. The scientists don't know why. When the sperm makes it into the egg, there's an electrochemical explosion they can't even describe, because that's literally the new life, the new entity with a spiritual connection to the higher dimensions and God being activated. And scientists don't know why this happens. There it is, right there, an explosion of energy when those things come together. We are magic. God made us. We have a special destiny. And to deny that is to let these evil men that serve Satan become lords over us and pretend to be God when it's all a fraud. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your hard work. Please congratulate your whole team. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you. That was a powerful interview. Okay, look, I got a ton of news across the board that all ties back together here. We're going to come back and we're going to cover it. I didn't plug any of the shower, and we're, again, barely in the black right now. And we continue down this road. Another few months, we'll be back in the red. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're doing important work. We got great products, great films, great books, affordable foods, everything. InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareToday.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.